Cuddle, Run For Your Life, written by Gary Barlow. It's Clyde. It's the Morning Glory with Sophie, Thursday morning, and Matt is with us.
I'm devastated the yellow trousers have gone. I want to know if you've been watching this year and what you think. I mean, you know, I know the singing takes a back seat sometimes. I watch Jedward. But it's almost like the styling has really come to the fore in the last 2 years. And people are talking, like last week when Misha wore the dress made out of newspaper, that was, people were talking about that more than the song.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's quite the right way round, you know. But you know, it is what it is. It's a TV show, and there's lots of elements of TVs, you know. It's more visual than anything, you know. You could watch X Factor, I suppose, with the sound off, you still get quite a lot out of it.
With some contestants it might actually be better, you know.
Don't quote me on that, I didn't really mean it.
I kind of forget as well with the X Factor tour that is a massive chunk as well, that obviously if you've not won, I guess it's kind of like, yes, brilliant, I've got something to do. But when you have won it and you kind of got in the back of your mind that you've got an album to write and lots of other things to do.
Oh my God, you're the first and only person that I've spoken to in this whole year that's actually got that.
Score to me.
I mean it, honestly, it's like, that's what I say to, it's like, yeah, it's great, it's fun. But if you did come, you know, near the bottom and you haven't got anything afterwards, that you're like, oh, wicked, you know, going to all, but, you know, for myself, for One Direction, for Rebecca, and, you know, it was just like, we need to go and write our album, so please, like, we've got to get it out there.
Hurry up!
And then adding more dates onto the end of the tour, we're like, oh, come on, please, enough now.
Yeah.
But it was great fun. I started writing when I was on tour. I was writing, you know, in my dressing room and stuff. I was trying to get a head start.
So are you keen to get out on tour yourself, as in you, Matt Cuddle, alone, without the whole showbiz bandwagon?
Absolutely, I can't wait. It's been such a long time coming. Can't wait to start kicking it with the boys.
But first, you've got next Thursday, which you're doing this big issue thing. Tell me about this.
Yes, with busking.
Somewhere in London is what it says at the moment.
In London. We're just going to do a bit of busking. So it should be funny.
Definitely, because the average person walking along the street happens to turn around and see you busking on the street corner. That's going to be a bit of a strange experience for them.
Yeah, I'd be good. Hopefully I won't get anything thrown at me.
No, well, that's what you'd be hoping for.
Yeah.
No rotten fruit, nothing like that.
No.
But, I mean, have you ever bused? Did you busk?
Yeah, I busked before. I remember getting £8. I only did it for
£8, my God.
I got moved on after half an hour. £8. I worked out, obviously, it's £16 an hour. And that's not a bad wage by any stretch. But then if I was singing for 9 hours a day, I would have no voice at the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, for a few hundred quid, I don't think it's worth it.
You'd be better off going and getting a McJob, I think, at that point.
A McJob, yes.
Admitting defeat. So tell me about the rest of the album. I know there's a track called Starlight on there. What else is on there? What other plethora of delights have we got coming up?
I mean, I'm not going to, you know, well, there's a song called Beat of a Breaking Heart, which is a real firm favourite of mine. It's quite a sad song. A song called Stars and Lovers, a song called Faithless. All for Nothing, Slow. I mean, there's a lot of good tunes on there.
Favourite one?
Yeah, All for Nothing or Beat of a Breaking Heart, maybe.
Okay, I will. I'll let you know what I think when I get there. I'm going to be tweeting you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for coming on. Best of luck with the Noel Gallagher Steps chart battle this weekend.
Thank you.
You know, it's definitely going to be a commiseratory drink if Steps get above you. But it's not going to happen, Matt. It's not going to happen because Lexi is just too good. So thank you so much for coming on. And if you do come to Oxford, please come and see us in the dumpy little bunker. It would be a pleasure to have you.
I will do. Thanks for your
lovely
help.
Glad FM on the move. Sign up now for the